Wednesday morning.
Good morning, everybody. That's a Wednesday. It's glorious, glorious
hump
Wednesday.
Day.
It's hump day, everybody. So I put some lip gloss on, you know?
We've got this. We are sliding into the end of the week.
We're just sliding right in. Like everybody slides into Mock's DMs. You know what I'm saying? Sliding right in.
So many DMs that I haven't read. So many.
Me too.
Oh my God.
I never read them.
Like, note to everybody, if you're a person who sends Instagram or Facebook instant messages, they do not get read.
We don't read them. It's funny. Last night, Mock, I said something to her. I have to drive a lot here. Okay. Cause in Texas, everything is like an hour away. Okay. Cause we live in the country. Okay. So I got back from taking somebody somewhere. Okay. And then I get back and Mock writes me and she goes, did you send me something in Facebook messaging? She goes, cause don't ever write me there again. Okay. She was so abrupt about it. I was like, okay. She goes, because I'm never going to answer it. I just can't. I can't deal. I can only
it's
answer
too
you.
Many like, places.
She's like, I only answer you in two places now. And she listed the places. And I was like, okay. All right. I got you, boo. I got you.
It's too many places. I can't.
Very demanding,
I can't do it.
Right. She's done, you guys. She's just done.
Guys, we got to talk about the big public reset. We'll get to that in a second. But first, we have an email from Insider Sunny. And Sunny has, by the way, just reconnected with a male gentleman from high school.
I know how that got reconnected. We know what that means.
There's been a rekindling, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I know what you mean.
It's long distance because this guy apparently lives in Alaska. She lives in Oklahoma.
Ooh.
But she sent him some MyPillow stuff because that's a good way to rekindle things.
Yeah.
You guys,
and she knows
right?
that when she goes to visit, you know what I'm saying? She'll have a place to rest her sweet little head after the canoodling. Just saying. Little foreshadowing there.
Mm-hmm. So she says that she has been listening to us since just before the virus stopped the economy back in 2020. And she said that she goes, at first, I thought, dang, these ladies are my age. And that's why I love them. But then I was depressed to find out you were a tad bit older. She says, I turned 46 on the 15th of December, but you all look fabulous. Girl, it's Genucel.
It's Genucel.
She goes on to say, at the first of the year, I already had my pillows, but when he started to sponsor the chicks, I thought, hot damn, let's see what else I can order. So for myself, I got 4 extra filled pillows for me and my son, 2 throws for the couch, 2 couch pillows, 3 travel pillows, 1 pair of the fluffy kitten fur shoes, 2 sets of the bed sheets for my bed, 2 for my son, and the towels. And then for my mom, she said, I got the shoes and a throw for a coworker who had a birthday, the shoes containing the fluffy kitten fur technology. I mean, she's gotten all the things. And you know why she can? It's because of the discount you get when you use code.
It reminds me, I need to get some throws. I need to get some throws for the new house.
Yeah.
Throws. Yeah.
Throws.
Yeah.
And there's discounts on those too. And all you have to do is go to mypillow.com/chicks.
Hey, good luck with that Alaska man. Yeah.
Yep. Good luck with that. Am I right? Hey, 40% off MyPillow Squeezy Kitten for Technology slippers and moccasins, 50% off the mattress toppers, but discounts on literally anything that you get from mypillow.com/chicks if you use our code chicks. Okay. You guys, today at 4:00 Eastern, Joe Biden will be giving a press conference, and I don't know how it's going to be different. Maybe it won't be different at all in terms of will there be just pre-prepared, you know, questions and pre-selected reporters. I don't know. But they are spinning this as the great public reset.
Oh, the public. So there's going to be like the communist like sickle in the back or something. It's like. It's like, what's the backdrop? Because he always has different backdrops, you know what I mean? You know how they always, like, put the backdrop in the Oval Office, and it's always, there's always something going on back there. He's like, yeah. Seriously, though, the great reset. That just sounds so calming. Doesn't it sound calming? The Great Reset.
It sounds desperate is what it sounds like. It sounds like an administration who has seen the polls and realizes everything that they've done has not worked well for them. So maybe it's time for a whole new approach.
It just sounds like he's going to come in and tell us what we need to think about things. The Great Reset. I already know what I think about it. You suck. You suck. You're inept. You can't do this job. You guys, this is a complete and total disaster. I already know what I think. Most people think that too. Your approval rating is in the tank. And I don't know how you're going to dig us out of this hole. And so the Great Reset. Good Lord.
Here's what we know about it so far. So he has made it like a big deal, I guess, to show the public that he's having all these conversations with Congress people, right? So like anytime Manchin and Sinema are giving him headaches, he talks to them. He wants all of us to know that he's talking to them, that he's going to the Hill, having the conversations. So now he thinks that the reason we're all so mad at him is not because of who he is as a person, but because we need more of him personally. So he thinks, oh, they don't want to hear about my conversations with congressmen. They want to hear from me directly. So,
oh my God.
He thinks that we need more connection from him personally. That's what we need.
Oh my God. And you know what? You know, there's going to be screaming. There's going to be screaming.
So oh, yeah.
Like, while he connects with us personally, he will be abusing us verbally, right? There will be screaming.
And whispering.
Right. Whisper screaming. There will be weeming. That's what's gonna happen. And he won't even know he's doing it. He won't even know that he's connecting to us personally by verbally abusing us. He won't have any idea. Yeah, because he's going through dementia, you guys. This is insane. The great reset. It's insane, but it's going to be funny. It's going to be funny as hell, you guys. And I'm there for it. I'm there at 3:00 Central. I'll be there listening, watching, ready to be verbally abused.
I mean, it is going to be something. And as far as I know, now I haven't heard from our friend George today, but I'm assuming that we're appearing on Newsmax tonight. So I would think that would be part of our discussion. I don't know, because of course they just throw stuff at us and we just are like, okay.
We're like, what?
We're talking about what?
Okay.
So we'll see. But anyway, that is what is planned for 4:00 today. So we'll see what that goes like. In the meantime, Jen Psaki had a presser yesterday, and you guys, she got so mad at the New York Post guy. And it's horrible because he's so sweet. He's like the shyest, like sweetest, soft-spoken, like scaredy cat little guy.
He's a pocket guy.
He's a total pocket guy.
Not to be confused with tools, but you want to put them in your pocket. So not totally right. Pocket guy. Okay.
He's a total pocket guy. And like, you kind of imagine that he has hands like this, you know what I mean? Just like itty bitty little hands, you know?
And then she's mean to him. She's so mean.
Oh my God. She's so mean. So here, let me just give you the background, because it's like a 3.5 minute clip and like, we can't play the whole thing. But the background is, apparently there was a meeting with undisclosed people at the White House with Biden on October 22nd. Vanity Fair reported on this. And the meeting was all these people, like Biden advisors, saying to Biden, dude, we need more tests. So we have an idea. What if we set up like a website or something where people can get free tests? Wouldn't that be something? And Biden was like, nah, I don't want to. So that meeting is now being reported on. So this guy from the New York Post sent Jen in advance emails twice. And it's been confirmed from her staff that she got them. He sent her two emails saying, listen, on Tuesday, I'm going to ask you the following questions I would really like you to be prepared to answer. Who was at this meeting? Why didn't you guys do the things? You know, like, why didn't he take the advice? And who were the advisors? Like, these are the things I want to know in the name of transparency. So at the beginning of this, the part that you're not going to see, he's asking in his very sweet, sweet, precious, tiny hand way, those very things. Who was at the meeting? Why didn't you guys do any of the things?
Right.
And so her answer is to immediately deflect and be like, well, we did. So like now we are. So basically that was her response. We're doing them now. So what's your problem? And she never answers the questions about who was there.
He raises the tiny hand again and he's like, but you didn't answer my question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's where we're going to pick it up. Okay. Is like when he says, but.
I mean, that's my question. So I'm wondering who were the advisors and was President Biden briefed on this idea at the time?
Well, I think I just answered your question, which you may not have been listening. Maybe you were waiting to read your next question, which is fine. But I just answered your question. Let me finish. Let me finish, Stephen. Stephen, I'm finishing. What I said to you just a minute ago is that we did not have the capacity at the moment. We had a very constructive meeting with this group. We agreed in the need to expand our testing capacity. That's why we quadrupled the size of our testing capacity and why the president had already used the Defense Production Act to invest $3 billion. But the market did not have the capacity at that moment to do what we're doing tomorrow.
I hear what you're saying, but that's not the question I asked. The question I asked was,
do you have another question? I think I've answered your question.
President Biden briefed at the time.
Again, I've answered your question. If you have another one, I'm happy to answer it. Otherwise, I'm going to move on to the next person.
She is a total C word.
But you know that guy, she totally is. You know that guy who kind of reminds me of? He's like, but I just want my stapler. I just want my swing line stapler. I'm going to burn this whole place down. You know what I mean? That's totally, he's so quiet about it. He's
right,
like, you're totally steamrolling me. You're totally steamrolling me right now. And I'm not getting the answer that I want. And so I'm eventually going to burn this place down. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's like she's such a biatch to him. She's so terrible.
Awful. She's just the worst.
I just answered your question. No, you did not answer his question. You clearly did not answer his question. And so you saying it over and over again is not going to make it true. Like, what is that? What is that about her?
I don't know.
About this whole administration, which is basically going to be like what this whole great reset bullshit is. That's what that's going to be. He's going to get up on a stage and he's going to tell us all these things, making it in his head true, and then he's spewing it out of his mouth, and we're all going to be, well, not all of us, but a lot of us are going to be like, what? Because you know that a lot of it is just going to be completely untrue,
right?
But he's going to be like, I'm resetting you.
Is it working?
Right.
Is it working?
No, it's not working. Have you seen the price of gas? I mean, have you seen the price of everything? Seriously, these people are lunatics. They are lunatics.
They are lunatics. Now, I have another exchange between those two people, again, about a whole other issue, which is also hilarious. But first, wanted to remind everybody that there's a really, really cool way to kind of balance out your entire investment portfolio with physical gold that you can hold.
I'm going to make a necklace out of it. I've decided I'm going to make a necklace. I know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a necklace.
I mean, why not? You should.
Yeah. I feel like I should. I want to do it.
It's really, really cool. We like Acre Gold because it's a really cool way to get physical gold without just being like, here's whatever it costs to get a bar of gold. This is a way to subscribe to it, like to put it on layaway, if you will. So you either do like a $50 subscription or a $100 subscription, you send it in. And then as soon as you've accumulated the worth of a bar of gold, they send it to you and you just stockpile it and you're safe at home. Or wherever, your security deposit box or wherever you keep.
Or around your neck.
Or around your neck.
You could wear it, or you could get two and have earrings if you'd like to do that too. Either way. People say it's a good way to hedge. And I love that word, hedge.
I like it too.
Against inflation. Yeah, it makes me happy, that word.
Because it's like a hedgehog.
Right. Totally like.
Anyway, you guys, go to getacregold.com/chicks and start your own subscription service. You're going to love it. Okay, you guys, let me show you the next clip, because this time, this same sweet, sweet, tiny-handed reporter from the New York Post asks her about the latest reports of Joe Biden spending almost a third of his presidency at either his Delaware lake house or his Delaware beach house. And so he asks her about that because here's the deal. When he's at either of those residences, there is no requirement to show a log of who visits him.
Oh my God. That is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That is so, why? That is not okay. that's actually not okay. I have a problem. We should all have a problem with that.
That's the way it is. And so he's asking her again, in the name of transparency, like, how is this going to work? And now this time you're going to see him, you're going to see his precious little face. Well, it's covered with a mask, but you're going to see like this tiny little person.
The second question is that in light of President Biden's first year coming to a close, the data indicates that he spent a quarter of his days, at least partially, in Delaware. In light of that, will the White House be reconsidering the decision not to release visitor log information from his Delaware residences?
Well, the president goes to Delaware because it's his home. It's also where his son and his former wife are buried. And it's a place that is obviously close to his heart. A lot of presidents go visit their home when they are president. We also have gone a step further than the prior administration and many administrations in releasing visitor logs of people who visit the White House, and we'll continue to do that. Okay. Go ahead in the back. I think we're done and we're going to move on.
She hates him. She absolutely hates him.
And how could you, and that is a testament to her if she hates him, because he's right? Like the sweetest, most normal being in that room, probably. Like he's replaced Peter Ducey, I'm assuming, right? When it comes to
asking. No, because he's New York Post.
I know he's New York Post, but I'm saying from a conservative angle perspective, I mean, let's face it, New York Post is pretty conservative.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So when it comes to asking questions from a right-wing angle, he's replaced Peter Ducey, because I mean, I didn't hear any questions from Peter Ducey. So he's in there. He's probably like the one conservative that's in that room right now, right?
I mean, Peter's still there, but there just wasn't like a fireworky exchange between them yesterday.
Right.
So, but this one, oh, hot damn. But I mean, I would love to
see them together
say, I don't think you answered Stephen's question. Could you actually answer the actual question? Like have them like work together? She'd probably kick him out.
Her head would explode. I know. I love it. I love it. And the two of them are so sweet and clean cut. And it's like, how could you hate them? How could you hate those two?
I don't know, man.
You compare that against like the Jim Acostas and stuff before, you know, and just the question, it's so different. It's just so different. The air of those guys, as opposed to some of the guys that would ask, and women that would ask questions, like when Trump was in office. It's just it's night and day. It really is.
And can you imagine the gall that it took her to invoke his dead wife and son as the reason for him to be spending time there? That was vile. That was vile.
Yeah, I cringe. But you know, they'll do that.
Oh my God.
That'll do that.
That was nasty. Okay. Also, did you guys order your free COVID tests? That's a thing now that you can do. They're free, you guys.
They're free. Everything is free. They're free.
They
fall from the sky and like, they're just free. You know, we don't know how that happens, but they cost $0.
Right. They're free. So I tried it out. I ordered our family's.
Really?
Yeah, because I figured I'm paying for them. I might as well get what I paid for.
Right. Did it work? Have you gotten them?
No. They're not going to be sent out until later in the month because of course not.
Okay, that's helpful. That's really helpful to you. If you need them right now, that's helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
But
that's
I will great. Say it's the website is up and running. It's through the United States Postal Service. And that's, of course, who is sending the tests. And it was very, very easy. It was just a site that says, hey, your residents, if you have an actual residential address, your family can have 4 tests. So put your name and your address and we'll send you the test. That was all I had to do.
Oh.
And then it said, okay, confirmed, you're going to get your tests in 4 weeks. The problem is, of course, that a lot of people had problems with the website. It wasn't working for whatever reason. And if you're a family of 5, 6, whatever, I guess you just don't get to have tests for the whole family.
What if you're a family of 3, like we are?
Then you just have an extra. You can sell it.
Right. I guess we could do that. And listen, it's through the United States Postal Service. I'm sorry, not sorry. I'm going to diss them right now. But in my neck of the woods, that means if I order it, I'll get it like in 2025. I'll get all of my tests because that's how well the Postal Service does their job around here. Honestly.
They'll be expired by the time you get it.
Right. I'll never get it. Or I'll just see it like somewhere in my front driveway. Sometime, maybe by the time my kid graduates high school and she's 11. Seriously, it's crazy. The United States Postal Service. I'm sure there are some wonderful people that work there, but just where I'm at, it's just been a complete disaster since we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that'll be great. Can't wait. I should order it today.
So it's, and it's, it, again, it's one order per address. So it's not like you don't get four per person. It's just per address. So if you have 20 people living at your house, you still just get the four and that's it. And it's just the one time. So like if you need it more than once, that's too bad. You're just going to have to find them somewhere else. But this is how this administration works.
It's so dumb, especially since you could not have it on a Monday and then you could have it on a Tuesday.
Exactly. That's why it's so dumb.
This is so dumb, you guys. It's just dumb. Maybe, you know, it's kind of like, you know, my daughter's school. Okay. It's people are dropping like flies. Like there's a lot of people are out. Like my husband was commenting yesterday how he went to do pickup for her and he usually has to wait in this giant line. Well, he pulled right up to the school yesterday and he was like, did I miss something? Like, is there something wrong? Oh my God. Is this some sort of a weird day or whatever? But the fact remains, nobody's there. I mean, like there are teachers out, there are students out, nobody's, it is just a ghost town at her school. And they're this close to just shutting down. A lot of schools around here have shut down just because nobody is in school because Omicron is like tearing through the schools, right? And it's really hard to find subs. They're reaching out to parents and they're saying, please come in and sub if you can. And a lot of the parents, thank God, have stepped up and they're subbing at her school. And so they've sent out notes to parents saying, hey, make sure that your kid is being very gracious and grateful and saying thank you to the subs and blah, blah, blah. And she has like two subs right now during the day. But and some of her teachers are staying. But for the most part, a lot of people are out. And the reason that a lot of these kids are out is because, you know, we'll get notices that say your kid has been exposed to somebody who has COVID. It's a confirmed case of COVID. They may not have symptoms, but some of these kids are exposed. And so the parents will be like, oh, I got to keep my kid home because they've been exposed to it. So they'll keep their kid home. Geez. And so they may not necessarily have symptoms. Like, you know, I'm sure that Gwen has been exposed, but she's fine. She's not sick. So, I mean, like if your kid doesn't, that's the thing is like a lot of these kids they're not sick. Like if you're not sick, you still may be exposed, but you don't. So this is the thing about testing. This is how I feel. It's like, if you test and you test positive, a lot of these people who are testing positive will stay home, but they may not show symptoms. You know what I
mean? Right.
So,
which is why I didn't test over the weekend when I didn't feel good. I was like, that's pointless. It's not going to change anything that I do.
But then there are the people who don't test, who never test, that don't show symptoms. And then you're like, okay, well, some of those people are walking around and they have it. They have no clue that they have it, right?
Right.
This is the nature of this virus. But I feel like that's with everything. That's with every virus that we've had ever. That's with a cold. That's with flu. That's with everything. And there are people walking around that have viruses that just handle it differently. For all I know, I could have had it twice during this past 2 years. And I have no idea. And I'm walking around with it. I've never tested for the dang thing. So, I mean, and I could have just gone about my business, but we're testing. So is the testing really a good thing or is it a bad thing? I think that that's a discussion that, I don't know. I know some people are like, it's the greatest thing ever. We have to test. Testing is the key. Testing is the way.
I don't get it. I don't see how it helps. I mean, when it was the worst variant, when it was like scary Delta or whatever, right. I suppose that's more important. But for a cold, essentially Omicron is a cold.
It's a cold.
So why are we making such a huge fuss about it? It just, everybody needs to calm down. Everybody needs to calm down.
Exactly.
Let's see. Oh, okay. It's almost time. I just wanted to mention really quickly that, as you know, Meghan McCain is writing for the Daily Mail. And so she wrote a big piece yesterday about how Joe Biden, his last speech in Atlanta was so divisive and how he's just been like the worst president ever. And I'm just so mad at her.
Oh God. Why does she, it's like, I cannot believe she makes money now talking about how Joe Biden sucks. It's like you campaigned for him. You campaigned for him. Now she gets to talk about how much she sucks and she gets money for it. Like this is, I cannot believe there aren't people that are just like, writing and just dissing her all over the place. It's, I cannot listen to her. I can't listen to her. I can't look at her. It's like
infuriating.
It is infuriating. You caused this, Megan. And your ilk, you caused this. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. You don't get to be like, oh, it's such a disappointment. We told you exactly what would happen. And so you don't be like, I'm going to write an article about it and get paid lots of money to tell you how bad he sucks. It's your fault that he's there.
Exactly. Shut up. Like, anybody with half a brain knew he was going to be like this, you moron. I cannot with her.
Same. I cannot either.
Bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. You guys, speaking of bringing it in, we have some stuff in our store. I think I put it on the insiders group, but we have a shirt out there, a bunch of products out there that actually say, bring it in.
Ooh.
Right. So I have to put that on our actual page. I'll put it out there so you guys can, you know, get all the stuff. So there you go.
And you can get to the store. If you just go to our website, chicksontheright.com, there's a tab at the top that says store. That's how you get there if you're interested. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, that's fine too.
Right, exactly. You guys have a splendid day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look, politics are stressful right now, but there are much better ways for conservatives to spend their time than to see what mood Joe Manchin might be in for a given vote, or which special interest group on the left will steamroll Joe Biden today. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast, and we'll give you the day's good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives with some much-needed laughs on the side. So please join us. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.